Steve Coates is a Philadelphia Flyers radio analyst. Steve Coates joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Steve, thanks a lot for doing it. It's safe to say that the Boston Bruins coming back to the rest of the coming back to the pack has kind of opened the door a little bit for the Flyers.
Well, it really has. I mean, it's been coming for a couple of weeks now. They had struggled prior to going on a 5-day road trip in which they had to play Calgary, Edmonton, and Vancouver, and then finish off with St. Louis and Chicago. They were fortunate enough to beat Chicago, but they went home and got beat by Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
So all along, this is happening, and the Flyers are going, wow, we got a chance. We got a chance. They had the best record up until the other day since the All-Star game. They put 9 points in a row together, and then all of a sudden they come home, they get beat by Columbus and Buffalo. So now you're going, oh, no, it's done. We're now going the other way again. Next thing you know it, we take Nashville at home and Sunday beat Washington at home. So now we're feeling pretty good about ourselves again. The Philadelphia Flyers saying, yeah, we're in reach. We're watching the Boston Bruins. We're going to make it. Then all of a sudden they go down to Carolina, who's in last place in the Eastern Division, and get beat 4-1. So it's an absolute emotional roller coaster for this team right now. And they basically, and this is what the whole bottom line is, they play bad against the bad and good against the good.
What's the explanation for that? I mean, I guess if Craig Berube had one, he'd have solved it by now. But what are you seeing? Is it just that just sounds to me that like a team that is just flat out inconsistent. I mean, no magic. It's just flat out inconsistent.
Inconsistent and basically just lack of work ethic against the better team. I mean, against the good, the bad teams rather. Against the bad teams, they just come out and they kind of flounder around and they flounder around. Carolina came out the other day and they just were really, really strong in the first period. And you figure, okay, there's going to be a little bit of a bounce here. We'll see the bounce here in the second period. They'll come back. And then we saw a little bit of a bounce in the third period and then all of a sudden it just went away. Carolina scored. Next thing you know, it was just done. And it was the same thing at home against the Buffalo Sabre. No work ethic. And it's just a continual situation against a bad team. So it is a very strange thing, and nobody has the answer for it. In fact, the only thing Craig Berube said the other day after the game against Carolina, he said, I can't believe the lack of energy.
Hmm. What do we expect to see tonight in terms of goal? I mean, I know Steve Mason's back. He's going to back up Rob Zepp, I would think, correct? He's not ready
That's
to start
true.
Yet.
Well, it would pretty well have to be that way, excuse me, because they're the only two goalies we got right now with it. So,
okay.
Steve Mason's going to come in. He's been out with that lower body injury. And Rob Zepp, who has actually played really well. I mean, he's a 33-year-old rookie, and he's done a real good job. He's been thrown into a tough spot because this team is – been on the edge, like you had mentioned. It's been there. It's looking. It's had an opportunity. And all of a sudden, you lose Steve Mason, your number one guy. You bring in Emery. He does a pretty good job. He's had a little bit of an emotional roller coaster, but I thought he played real well, especially on the road. And then you bring in Zepp. So you've had all sorts of different goalies here, and still they're still competitive.
Steve Coates of the Philadelphia Flyers radio crew joining the Jeff Blair Show. What do you think the Flyers might be looking at doing at the deadline? I've seen some reports about a possible return of Jaromir Jagr to the Flyers. I don't know how that would work out. Do you see them making a move?
No. It won't be Jaromir Jagr. And I can tell you how I know that. The circumstance around what this hockey club has been around about this year is that Ron Hextall has preached he will not do what we have done in the past. Mm. What the Flyers have done in the past is always come with a big splash during the summer. And when I say that, I'm talking about a team that's saying, okay, we're going to go out and we're going to get the Peter Forsbergs, did that one year. Jeremy Roenick did that one year. Brought in Jagr. So what we were doing every year as a hockey club is we were saying, we're going for it. We're going to go out and try to win the Stanley Cup every year. But as a result, it's caused us to kind of take a step back. And so when Ron Hextall became the general manager, he said, listen, we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to wait, and we're going to use our draft picks. We're going to build through our system, and we're going to not just make a trade for the short term. We're going to wait for our people, and if we can make a move to make this hockey club better in the long run, we'll do it. So thinking about that heading into the deadline Monday, It's going to have to be really, really good for Ron Hextall to make a move.
I don't normally do this, Steve, but Dan Coats says on Twitter to say hi to you. And the hashtag is the wizard.
The wizard.
That's the hashtag. It's all I'm saying.
Oh, my goodness. I know exactly who that is.
Listen, Steve, we appreciate you joining us today. Thanks so much. It's always fun to talk. You be well.
Thanks very much, Jeff. Take care.